The rain makes it come and go. The water coming out of North Georgia and around, anything north of here, makes the river get up. But I don't believe the river shifted around none in here, but like it does, like some rivers do.
Yes. Was there a lot more game here when you were young, or is there more now?
Well, no, it was more when I was young, because less land being farmed.
Did you hunt a lot?
Well, I tell you who I never could see out. My daddy hunted a lot, and all my boys hunted, and all of my daddy's brothers and all my cousins were big hunters, but I never did hunt much. I never could kill many birds. You get where you don't care about it till everybody beats you shooting, so you just quit. But I never did hunt much. But I had three or four boys that really could kill birds.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't got much land in there. But one of my boys I sold him 113 acres right back at his house then. But he come out here and he for the last 4 or 5 years he killed 200 to 250 quail in a season.
Wow.
But he gets on the neighbor's land. So.
Yeah. Sure, that's the way we do it.
Benny James has got a big farm right back of us. And since Benny quit farming, he leases out his bird rights. But all up and down our land, he owns the land across the fence. And then right over here, Nigger owns the land.
Mm-hmm.
But where my boys really was raised on this big farm over here we had, George Mark had land on one side. And me and Mr. Mark was friends, and he'd hunt on our land and we'd hunt on his land.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've always just boys right across the county line here. Their dad had a big farm, and they were the same age as my boys, see, and they'd hunt together. They still can get together and hunt. They get land out on them. But it's getting where now you just got to have some land to go to Fred Rugg to hunt. Because if people don't like for you, just come on that land and go hunt no more. We hadn't got any land. I sold all my land, all half of this land over there to four people got houses over there, and I sold some land, and then farmed them. I had a hog farm on the back, and I sold their houses and feeder pen and all back there, feeder parlors and everything. And I built the chicken houses back there, and I had hens, and I sold that land to Bob. So all of that, I got it, 36 acres right here.